Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear. I'm Tom.
I'm Ben.
I'm Matthew, and welcome to another episode of Pappy's Flatshare House Meeting.
What a treat this was.
What a treat it is, Tom, to hear a new jingle from you as well. I like that.
It's always nice. It's always nice. Yeah, there you go. If I had the ability to drum roll, I'd do it all the bloody time. Yeah. I think you can drum roll, can't you?
I can play the drums okay. I can't do like a sort of military like that kind of thing. I can't do that. I'd love to be able to do it.
But can you give us a digga 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 digga?
Yeah, I could give you a digga 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 digga. Yeah, sure.
I'd do that a lot.
Yeah?
I'd do that a lot. Yeah. If I had the ability.
You have the ability. It's inside you, man. You can do it. Get yourself a set of drumsticks. Don't bother with the kit for the moment. Get yourself a set of drumsticks. You know, you can get them for about a tenner. Practice on some cardboard boxes. Enjoy yourself. Let loose, man.
Okay, so what we'll do is every outro for every house meeting in 2022, I'll finish with a drum roll and we'll see how I'm improving.
Love it. Love everything about it. It's a great plan. Get yourself a set of sticks. And you know what? There will be a point, you know, who knows? It might be March, it might be April, it might be even as late as September when you think, I'm ready to get myself a snare drum, you know?
Okay.
You get yourself a snare and then, hey, maybe even get a snare for your birthday, December 16th.
Yeah, and you Patreon usher in, get together.
Usher in the new year. Well, you could pay for it yourself. But you usher in the new year with a proper full-on drum roll on a snare.
Do many people buy drum kits like that, kind of one at a time, just kind of
one piece at a time? If you want to just do a kind of drum roll, snare's all you need for it, man. You could do it. This is great. You know what, it's really good. It's you know, we're already coming up with New Year's resolutions and it's not even December yet.
Perfect.
really happy. If we, you know, let's see if we act on it. So this is a house meeting, and I've got to tell you, we've just finished recording it, and it goes some places.
Oh yeah, it does. Mostly into the past.
Well, yeah. But that's why the intro has to discuss the future. It's got to be the balance.
Yes.
We talk about the future. The future features you learning how to drum. The past features everything else, and this podcast really does feature everything else. We won't, no spoilers, but you're in for a wild ride. If you enjoy our podcast and you want to chuck us a bit of cash to keep this podcast going, then a great way to do that is to join the Patreon. Because if you join the Patreon, not only do we get some cash, but you get hours and hours of top-notch entertainment in the form of our bonus episodes, which are tremendous fun, and you get to join the community. That's like one of the best things about it.
Yeah, man,
it's the best thing about it. And we love hearing from all of our patrons, people sending their emails, we read them out. It's a real joy, so please come and join us.
Please do come and join us. patreon.com/ Pappy's Flatshare. Do join today.
Right, let's listen to an ep.
Thank you, Clarky.
Please do come and join us
and listen to the ep
and join us.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
So, a couple of days ago, one of the things about being out of lockdown is that you go back to the old habits just seem to have kicked in very quickly. And a lot of the time now I spend going to like crap little cafes, like the, you know, crap little chain cafes, like the ones I used to, you know, like, you know, I didn't realize when I went to a Pret-a-Manger for the first time, I was like, I haven't missed this at all. Right. In fact, it's been so good not going to Pret-a-Manger. And then, you know, now I can comfortably go twice in a day, you know, if I'm working. It's mad. You fall back into it. But anyway, I was in one of the ones I've been frequenting a lot, London Bridge Station, the Leon in there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That's a classic.
It's an absolute classic. I'm using it all the time. I'm always traveling through London Bridge Station. I'm using Leon all the time. And they've just introduced...
What does Leon think of that?
Well, I wonder what Leon thinks of this that I'm about to drop for you. A couple of days ago, I had my second of their new veggie sausage sandwich.
Oh, right. Right. Okay. Yeah.
So I had my second. I enjoyed the first one. I thought I'll go back for another one.
Yeah, seems fair. Same sitting.
How many days between
them? How much this?
4 days between them.
Okay.
You know, I wish I could tell you it was more, but hand on heart, 4 days between them, I reckon. I get the second one, I unwrap it, and I go, hello, this one doesn't look anything like the first one.
Oh.
This has got a circular meat patty and no egg. And so I look at the wrapper. It's got a little picture of a pig on it, but the pig is green. Right. And the pig's got the word
vegan. It's a recycled pig.
Yeah.
The pig's sick.
It's not a single yeast pig.
It's a poorly pig.
The pig is... So anyway, yeah, it's got a picture of a little pig on it. The pig's green. It says vegan on it.
So it's a vegan pig.
This is it. Yeah, the pig's vegan. But no, so what that means is I... unwittingly 4 days ago just ate a sausage sandwich also as well thinking it was a veggie sausage sandwich,
and also
no wonder you went back.
Yeah, you went back.
That was it. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that was great.
Well, it's, you know, the thing with vegetarianism is nobody's going veggie for the taste, are they? Nobody's doing very few people. I mean, well, no, let's not say nobody, because when I was a kid, I really didn't particularly like the taste of meat, and that was the reason I was a veggie as a kid. But most of the time, people are doing it for reasons other than the fact that, I mean, no one's denying sausages are delicious. But how should I feel about it? Normally, when you do something, it's not wrong or bad, but it's like, it's sort of not what I do. You don't find out about it 4 days later. You sort of find out about it immediately.
Yeah, man. That's, it's...
I've had time to process it in both senses of the term.
Yeah.
Was anything different?
What do you mean was anything different?
With your body.
He's talking about stools, isn't he?
I'm not necessarily talking about stools, but, you know, did you feel like a burst of energy or more lethargic or...
Well, I was incredibly sick on Saturday, but far away from that. I don't think that's the reason. I wouldn't say that was it. But not to the point where I would notice. Are you trying to say that, I mean, if it was a sudden burst of energy, I should just eat sausages and run marathons?
No, I just wonder, you know, in this experiment you've unwittingly done.
Yeah, but that's the
was
thing.
There any...
The only experiment was the taste. The only experiment was me eating it and going, well, this tastes fantastic. I'll remember this. They've really nailed this vegan egg. That's the other thing as well, because I saw...
That must have been the clue, right?
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. I do eat eggs. I'm not a vegan, right? So when I saw the, like, green V or whatever it was, I just went, oh, well, I can eat that. That's fine. It's... You know, it's got some sort of punny name that suggests it's got no meat in it. I can't remember what the name of it is. But so, like, when I opened it up, I'm gonna level with you. The egg was unexpected. I wasn't expecting to see the egg. I thought it was just sausage. The egg was unexpected, but
it's always good to see a bonus egg.
Bit of veggie sausage and egg. That's fine. You know, that's totally fine. I can eat that. That's no trouble. So, but it was only afterwards. It was only, you know, when I opened the proper, you know, slightly bland, tasteless vegan thing that's just a patty with some sauce on it, I thought, oh, right, yeah, there was an egg.
There was an egg.
The clues were all there.
Tom, during your time as a veggie, do you think you ever had a moment like that? Or
a couple of times. One where my mom accidentally served up meat samosas, thinking they were veggie samosas.
Yeah, easily done with a
wedding
samosa.
When a waiter got confused with what was on the buffet. But like, I think the key is that it's not on you. Like, that's the thing is, like, I think it would be a different thing if you had been in London Bridge and you thought, do you know what? I've got to have a bacon butty. I'll just have the one now and then I'll deal with it later. Or like, I won't tell. I never did that. I never had that as like when I was a vegetarian. So like, I think that's when you've got to start asking yourself questions as a vegetarian. But this is like you've been tricked.
Yeah.
Admittedly by yourself.
Well, tricked, not even tricked by myself. I've been tricked by my own. I must have said like veggie sausage and, you know, with the hustle and bustle.
At the till.
Yeah, but like the hustle and bustle of London Bridge sounded like egg and sausage.
You just screamed sausage three times in a row.
No, I must have said veggies, and they must have, you know, like I've been tricked by life, not even been tricked, you know, no one's actually here made an active, willing mistake. You know,
no.
No one is at fault. That's kind of part of the reason why I'm sort of struggling to process it. Normally, you can kind of point your finger to, oh, that was me being an idiot. I mean, there's a little bit of that because of the egg, but there's not loads of that because I thought it was a veggie sausage sandwich. But I don't. This is it. I think you've hit on something here, Parry. I need closure, but I can't get it because there's no. There's sort of no actual problem.
there isn't really. And like, no one, they didn't go into the backyard and kill the pig. You know, like, it was already waiting there.
They're not doing that in London Bridge, no.
The next person would have had it. So I think you can just let it, you can let that one slide.
Do you think we can market, or like, market veggie confessional booths? Or something, where if you've had a slight deviation, you go in because what you're looking to be absolved here.
You go in to get a sausage. Yeah, just a little sausage comes through that little. Did you ever go to confession when you were you didn't have confession at your church?
Never done it. No,
you'd try and work out which priest you had. Through the grate.
Absolutely mad.
Yeah. That's part of the reason why the second you said veggie confessional, I said, my mind went no, for a variety of reasons. Number one, I think the absolution of sin suggests you can sin. It's a little get out of jail free, isn't it? It suggests we, you know, and I think lots of people live by that, where they go, well, it doesn't matter what I do. I go to church on a Sunday and I beat my breast and I bow my head and actually God forgives me. What you should be doing.
That poor priest.
I'm not absolving you of that, man.
Can you close the grate, please? I don't need to see that.
But you know what I mean? It sort of goes like that. I think if it's a historical offence, you can go, look, I had a, you know, I got very drunk and I ate some chicken McNuggets. That's fine. But I think what you don't want is a confessional where people go, right, you know what? I'll go to the confessional, and on the way, there's a KFC drive-through next door, so I'll go to that, you know?
Or even pop into the confessional for just to let you know.
Yeah.
I'm about to.
Forgive me, Father, for what I'm about to do.
Yeah.
Tonight at 3 a.m.
Oh,
yeah. Baby. No, confession was a mad thing.
You say everything?
No. Of course not. Because, how...
So do you give him, like, the soft sins? Like, I swore... Like, what would be the soft sins?
I was... the soft sins are... I was rude to my parents. I pushed my brother. You know, to his limits. I'm his personal trainer. You know, that kind of... like, that kind of... That kind of stuff. I, you know, like, all that kind of mild
You're
stuff
forgiven.
That... You know what? To the point where I was like, I'm not even thinking of actual moments here. I'm just going, I was sitting in confession going, well, what could I say that I'm happy saying to an old man? And I think that's, so you just kind of, you kind of invent, oh, you know, I.
Did you ever talk about
blue riband? Never.
I mean, that's, yeah, that's what is I that was what
you, no, never, that, never.
That's what he's getting at, really. Did you ever talk about stools? He's talking about stools.
What I do on my stool, what I do on my wanking stool.
Forgive me, Father, for what I'm doing right now.
No. The worst bit of it, though, was the way you got out of the sin at the end was they would give you a number of prayers to say. So they would say, you say 5 Hail Marys and 10 Our Fathers. And then you'd have to just go back out into the church and kneel quite close to where you'd been sat waiting to go in, and then just rattle through them, you know, like without, with, you know, trying basically to do them as fast as you possibly could to then get out of there and go, right, well, that's
it. It's effectively community service, isn't it?
Except the community gets nothing. You know, like church service. If it was, yeah.
Mary's the community, isn't she? Like Mary's getting all the big ups.
Yeah. Well, in which case, then it's more like paying tithes to a king, isn't it? That's what it is. It's not like, you know, community. If they said, do you know what? That's what they should have done. Clean the church.
Yeah, you know? Totally.
You know, okay. Well,
clean your stool.
All right, let's move away from my special stool here, okay? It's as far as I can tell, it's self-cleaning. But they should have got us, you know, although there is a little bit of, you know, the leper with the bell round the neck, because if you're the guy handing out hymn books at 9:15 Mass, someone's going to go, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to hand out the hymn books once before, you dirty little bugger. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know what you've been up to. Oh, yeah. In fact,
Crosby's re-roofing the church. Yeah. What the fuck did he get up to?
Crosby's writing hymn books. He's opened a printing press. I think there's something in that. I think you got to replace the Hail Mary system.
Yeah.
With something a bit more useful.
I think as well, when you're a kid, you're taught like the words to prayers, but you're not really taught why you do them. So they feel like a chore. You know, they're not so like. When you learn your act of contrition or your Hail Mary or your Our Father, you know, you're not told about sort of the connection that you're, it just feels like these are words I've just got to say to get me closer to leaving and going to the park.
Well, that was it with ours. They were like, it was more like jazz, man. You had to come up with your own.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's why you're such well-rounded people. And I'm tied in absolute balls of anxiety because I accidentally ate a sausage. I've been thinking about this for days. Unbelievable.
Forgive me, Father, for I have sausaged.
House meeting.
How do they make bread with no wheat in?
House meeting.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So what were your prayers like, Clarkie? What kind of prayers were you writing?
Oh, well, you know, you just kind of have to come up with them on the spot, really. But it's,
you had to improvise them in the moment.
Yeah.
Right. So you literally had to sort of let the Lord speak through you.
Yeah, and it turns out the Lord didn't speak very well through him.
He had real trouble, didn't he?
Yeah. Come on, Lord.
I thought, I didn't imagine the Lord was going to be this thick. Surely the Lord knows a few more words than this, right?
Surely the Lord knows what that word means, because he didn't use it in the right context there at all. And the Lord did invent words, didn't he?
He created everything. For some reason, he's really struggling with one of his own tools.
I am a tool.
What a tool it was.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we had kind of like, yeah, we had kind of big, the Lord will talk through you. A lot of people speaking in tongues, people waiting to translate.
Next level like
stuff.
The improv game that they play.
Yeah, literally.
Someone comes up and does a sort of funny foreign voice, and somebody goes,
Someone would start talking in tongues, and it'd be like noises,
mm-hmm.
and lots of shilagi, shilagar kind of. Mm. You know when people will do that? I've got a secret language.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. It's like Salabex.
A lot of that, and then. Then everyone would go quiet, and then someone would say, now we wait for the translation. And the idea is, so in any gathering, one person gets blessed for God to speak through them, and then somebody else gets blessed with the translation. So, well, there's a real old opportunity to do something. Like imagine if, like, I'm there, and Ben gets up and goes, like, shilagi, shilagi, shalagar.
Which I did
every
time.
And then we wait 3 minutes, and I'm like... The Lord says that Clarkie's just shit himself. You know, like, that's the translation, actually. Or, like, whatever it is.
You're
really putting your trust in other people to translate something good.
Yeah.
If it's like, you know, like, what? Imagine, like, something, wow, I mean, they're pretty strong views. You know, I'm like... I mean, I'll say it, but, I mean, these aren't my words.
I suppose God is... He's from a different time.
What was the sort of general tack? Was it people talking about, were they bearing witness? Were they asking for forgiveness? What was the kind of, what was the sort of general vibe?
It was normally stuff, in my limited memory of it was normally stuff like, this is a special church. God knows great things are going to happen here.
Quite self-congratulatory.
Yeah.
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 Or like, Lord, the Lord is good.
Yeah,
you know, a classic.
Going well.
You know what? A classic with the Lord is good. You're not gonna ruffle any feathers with the Lord is good. You know,
it was never like who's gonna win the Grand National in 2 weeks' time.
he didn't have Biff's almanac in his back pocket.
get down to the bookies. Traffic's gonna win the Oscar. Okay, whatever it's gonna be. Like, no one's like.
Well, no one predicted that. No, not even the Lord knew that was gonna.
But it was kind of there was sometimes a real sense of like, okay, that's happened, and now we can't move on until the translation arrives, and we have got to move on. So
yeah, surely
there must have been a good few times where someone just thought, fine, I'll translate.
You know what, Tom?
I don't be too much of a cynic.
I'm going to say every time. That's what people thought.
Someone gets up and goes, God wants us to finish this service and go home.
Exactly,
right away.
Yeah. God says, the Masked Singer starts in about half an hour. So if you wouldn't mind cracking the fuck on.
God knows really this has gone on for a long time.
God also knows who the dragon is, but he's not going to tell you because I know you like to watch it in real time and text your mates. But yeah, I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? That I feel like that's part of the reason why I didn't spend, I mean, I spent ages in the church, but I didn't sort of go to, you know, once I went to university, I didn't really stick around with it because even when I was a little kid, there were lots of it where I was going, well, I don't really feel any of this, but I know what I'm supposed to, you know, I know the act of it. I'll just say it. And yeah. I mean, I don't want to, obviously, to any Christians listening to this, I don't want to diminish what it is that you do. If you speak in tongues, well, that's crackers, but that's, so I do actually want to diminish what you do. But yeah, like, you know, if you've got a connection to the Lord, fantastic, but I never did.
Also, it was a bit like being at a festival and watching people come up and waiting to come up yourself. Like, you'd be there and like, the people who do have that, the people who, you know, have that connection with whatever it is they have a connection with and, you know, go that way,
yeah.
It's pretty fucking impressive. Like, you know, they're throwing themselves for a loop, you know, like they're going like head, literally sometimes just like head over heels and like fainting, and we witnessed all of that, like, yeah, bells and whistles, man.
Yeah, that's exactly
and like
what you
see
want.
The kind of in those kind of evangelical kind of gospel churches where like whole kind of swathes of people are going over, it's pretty cool, man. And you kind of sitting there thinking, yeah, I want some of that, let's get this going, and then it's like you want it but it just never quite arrives.
Yeah, you
and so you
got to kind
fake
of hold
it.
Your hang up while you're singing and stuff like that, it all feels a bit awkward
and you're never like, quite oh, it's because I'm let go.
Yeah, that's it.
It was like when we went to that hypnotist and like we kind of me and Clarkie were like there as trials for a hypnotist, and like it was like
wait.
Do you want to be baptized?
Wait, how do I not know any of this? What do you mean you were there as trials for hypnotists?
It was when we were in in Wolverhampton in our theatre company
and our fledgling theatre company.
Yeah, and our producer was like, "I've got you a TV audition."
just incidentally, I should say, I was about to say that was shit such a long time ago, and I've just realised I am wearing my hooded top from when we were in the theatre company yeah. together, so that kind of dates the clothes that I'm wearing.
That top,
about 20 years ago.
That top is 70 years old today. That top is actually older than God.
That top is God.
So you got an audition for some TV work.
Yes. So that's what we thought, and we turned up. We had to go to Birmingham for it. It was all very exciting, and then we turned up, and it was like me, Tom, and then the other people in there were like, they'd just picked them off the street on like a Saturday from like a shopping centre or something.
Right.
And
yeah.
It was this hypnotist who was like, the first thing he did was order like a WKD blue when he arrived, and it was like 10 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. He was hungover and he was like, oh, I need hair of the dog. And then he just tried to hypnotize us for an hour. And I didn't get it. I was getting nothing off it. I was like, getting nothing off this.
Yeah, yeah.
But Tom, he was doing the lot.
What was he making you do?
He was making him do all sorts. Yeah, and about like 45 minutes into it.
Wait. Before we get 45 minutes into it, I want to know what kind of all sorts here, because was he a sort of bawdy hypnotist? Was he making you do like a sort of funny striptease, or was he making you bark like a dog, or what kind of,
like,
what's his
game? He was trotting out the routines. It was like, be a dog.
Yeah.
You go back to thinking you're a dog whenever you hear this word.
Yeah.
You dance when this music comes on, right, stuff like that. And it was like, so it was kind of like the usual kind of repertoire of a kind of Butlin style hypnotist.
And it would start, and it started soft, you know. And like I remember the first exercise, it was like, hold your hands out in front of you. In one of your hands, imagine you've got a bucket in each hand, and in one of the buckets you've got a bucket of feathers, and in the other hand you've got a bucket full of rocks. And yeah, it was like, this is like a tester one, just to see how susceptible people are.
Interesting fact, they both weigh the same.
He said, which one's heavier? I know exactly.
Because they're both a bucket. So
His name was Sid Shady, actually. I should have clocked that he was coming straight out of Mind Trap.
Yeah. So he's waiting to see who does, whose
arms goes up and down. And yeah, gradually as it went on, like, I was getting nothing. I think some of the other people were getting a little bit. And like Tom was at the other end of the scale, it was like everything. And yeah, until the end, it was they were just doing stuff with Tom, and they were so excited. And about 45 minutes in, Tom winked at me.
Oh my
and I
God.
Was like, oh, Barry, he's faking the whole thing. He's sending
he's
them for
be
a
on the telly. He's gonna be on the telly show.
And they couldn't believe it. And our producer came to pick us up, and she couldn't believe it. And like the final thing he did, like, were, like they were going like, oh, pretend. Because they were like, you've got to see this. And they were like, anytime I click my fingers, you're really in love with her. And then when I click again, you're just normal. And it was like, that was like the end thing. And we all went outside. And she was like, I can't believe how much I was before, like, they were signing, like, waveforms and stuff. And she was like, I can't believe how much Tom's going for it. He's really hypnotized. I'm like, he's winding them up.
So what happened? Did you work with him? Please tell me you then toured. Well, you did the cruises with this guy.
I had sex with our producer.
What I like,
the perfect cover.
What I like about that older hypnotist thing is, here's the thing. If you are madly in love with a person and they don't know about it, you don't start going down on one knee and blowing them kisses, and you just go quiet and, you know, don't know what to say to them.
A bit shy.
Yeah, you go
punch
them
in the arm and run away crying.
Yeah, you go home and write a poem. Exactly, yeah. It's like, it's so mad, isn't it? Because it's not, there's no sort of, you know, it doesn't have any bearing on reality at all. Yeah, but I guess totally. It's just, I guess it must. There must be two kinds of people. There are either the susceptible and the show-offs. And I think that's all you need, isn't it? You get enough of those people in the crowd. Especially if you're doing an evening show, people have had a few drinks, you'll get someone up who wants to, you know, do a striptease.
Oh, yeah,
too.
Yeah, totally. It's like you can be the star of the show if you want to be.
Absolutely.
Just play along.
So what happened afterwards, Parry? Was there anything at all? He didn't...
Yeah, like, no, we left and they rang up to try and book me, and I just kind of said, oh, I'm sorry, I'm not into it, really.
I'm
not available, kind of thing, and just... But look, the thing is, we were about 20 minutes into this thing and fuck all was happening, and it was kind of embarrassing and it was really boring and it was really weird. And it was like...
So you did the Christian thing.
It's going to be a lot easier if something happens here. And it's like, so it was more fun to be making it happen.
Of course, yeah.
And then we could go, kind of thing. So it was... It was a shocker. I mean, it was a shocker of a morning.
The poor guy as well, who, he knows he's not a hypnotist. He knows he's not able to do it. He must have known. How much do you think he believed you?
I don't want to get stilt walker on this, but it's a hell of a life being a stage hypnotist.
Here we go.
I don't want to get McKenna involved, but what's going on there? What's the real deal with all that stuff?
Yeah.
Like,
because if you're able to do
Let's
it,
be honest.
Why not be a hypnotherapist and help people, right? You know. But if you're not, it's a.
Do you believe in it?
Hypnotherapy?
No, hypnotism.
Like the stage hypnotism.
Yeah.
Like, no, I don't think
what's
so.
What's Darren Brown up to? You know what I mean? Like,
well, he's not a hypnotist. he's doing, like...
Is that just a general question?
What is he up to at the moment?
I've not seen him.
Remember when he tried to... when he played Russian Roulette live on the telly? What's he up to now? What's his next thing?
Good stuff.
What's his next big project? I don't think it's real, is it? I mean, who knows? We might have, you know, we didn't have any...
I don't know.
We didn't have any stilt walkers get in touch with us to tell us that it's actually a very noble profession. But if there are any listeners who want to get in touch and say, well, I am a hypnotist and I'm, you know, and you're willing to hypnotise us, we'd love it. Get us back on the stage where we belong.
Oh, my God. Now, that would be up to, like, a live-podded hypnopod.
Live podded hypnopod. It's got to happen, guys. We've got the title.
We've got the title.
With a title that strong, you've got to do the idea. The live podded hypnopod. I mean, here's the thing as well. Do you think, I'm thinking of it as well as hypnotherapists, can you do it over Zoom? Can you do hypnosis over Zoom? Is that a possibility? Or do you have to be in the same room as the person? Like,
good question.
Is it, you know... Because a lot of it is like, close your eyes and listen to my voice. Presumably that works just as well through headphones as it does, you know, through the air.
Totally.
I think you can, yeah. I think you can. And I think...
Right.
That's how...
So if there's somebody who if there's someone who knows hypnotherapy, who listens to our podcast and wants to do a live podded hypnopod...
Yeah.
I'm absolutely up for that.
We'll come... Open.
Well, it depends on what he does. he really did love that producer, didn't you?
And then we'll repair the church roof, all right?
Do you think anyone finished their confession with that?
But in my defence, I was hypnotised at the time. Oh, get out. Get out.
And just wink at the priest and out you go.
Well, do you think there's also a world where if you're a, say, I'm in the mind of like, you're a Catholic gangster, for example, right? That's where my brain's at with all this talk of confession and stuff. Do you think there's like a world where you know you need to do a crime or something that you know breaks your strong Catholic code, for example?
Yeah.
So you go and see a hypnotist to hypnotise you to do it, to give you the
absolution.
Yeah, or to absolve you of what you're about to do.
But the intention's still there.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it? You've hired the hypnotist. What you need to do is have somebody,
someone else
hypnotise you to make you do it.
Hypnocrime. Now that's a good show. I'd watch Hypnocrime.
Now, would it be? Can we live pod it though? Can we do a live pod?
Well, I think it's a different thing. They're companion pieces.
They can happily coexist.
No, Hypnocrime could be like a franchise, like CSI, couldn't it? You could have like Hypnocrime Hull. Different towns, different hypnotists.
Hypnocrime Ipswich, yes.
The first one surely is going to be Hypnocrime Wolverhampton.
Well, of course, yeah.
Well,
that bloke stole your...
We travelled over to Birmingham for it.
Hypnocrime Brum.
Only our second bleakest acting gig, that was. Do you remember? I know, I'm sure we've talked about it before, but the Santa training
the Santas,
day was
the
Santas. And it was a very similar thing, really, of like... And murder mystery, the murder mystery, the Santa day, and the hypnotising. They're the bleakest of the days. Have you got any bleak acting days, Crosby?
No, all great successes, mine. All tremendous. You just have to look at IMDb, and it's wall to wall. Here's the thing. All of them have been in some way humiliating. I find acting quite a humiliating experience, really. Finding, you know, acting, existing.
Confessing.
Not that I can think of, like, acting jobs, because I so rarely get them. And I don't even go for auditions anymore now, because most of the time I just think, I don't want to do this. I told you that's why I had to stop self-taping at home, because I would accept it. I think I've got to, you know, show willing. I'd accept the gig. I'd begin the self-tape, and then halfway through, Charlie would go, "You don't want to do this, do you?" And I go, "Nope." And then she'd put the camera away, and that would be it. We just wouldn't send the tapes in. never contact them again. But yeah, no, it's not really. If anyone there wants to offer me a job and it sounds like fun, of course. Of course, I'd love to, but
well, we're looking actually for a contestant for this new podcast that we've launched.
Please tell me, it's the Live Pod Hypnopod.
It's a little Live Pod Hypnopod.
The Live Pod Hypnopod.
Episode zero. If you're interested, then
oh yeah, non CX, absolutely. I tell you what,
yeah, it's just a rerun though.
Parry, see, we're over Zoom now. See if you can see how easily you can hypnotise myself and Clarkey.
I mean, look, I think Brown is...
I think we've already done that to each other because we're still here.
Brown's in that way, isn't he? But he doesn't quite ever do the 3-2-1 sleep thing. But there's like slightly more canny ways these
he
days.
Did, yeah. He did, because he got a load of people to sort of... commit a crime. He actually did hypnocrime, didn't he?
He did the
bank heist. That's what he did. He got a load of people to think they were doing a bank heist. Did he also get someone to push someone off a building, or is that just the fake start of that episode of Sherlock? Do you remember the episode of Sherlock where he shows up?
No, that was Brown. He did that as well. Yeah, He's got his finger in a whole load of hypnocrime.
Well, I wonder if he'd want to be an advisor on the show.
But there's got to be some kind of science in it, right? Or is it all
hoodoo voodoo?
Well, do stuff with, like, suggestion. I suppose it's like, you know, in the same way that, like, advertising kind of changes your way of thinking. They're in a similar realm, aren't they?
Like a dog.
You never go like when you see a Pepsi, you'll piss yourself.
What a Coke campaign that was. Forget holidays are coming. They've got a brand new campaign. Look at a Pepsi, wet your pants. We've played nice for too long here at the Coca-Cola Corporation.
You're at a bar on a date. I'll have a rum and Coke, please. It's Pepsi, is that? Oh, no! This is not okay.
Did the barman piss himself? I've got to stop working this bar. I should just start saying yes. No one ever complains.
Oh, boy.
Is that okay?
Is that okay? I'm pissing myself. House meeting.
Is having subtitles in a foreign film cheating?
House meeting.
Did you ever think you were going to come out as a Pepsi... Was that ever something that... Because I think, you know, when we were about 12, you kind of start to nail your colours to the mast of a soft drink and it's kind of informs your identity. Did you ever have a dalliance with Pepsi? I think I did with
Pepsi Max when it first came out. I was like, yeah. Pepsi Max, actually, I like that the best. And then after a while realised, no, you don't. You like the cool skates.
They were quite actively targeting people like... You know, like
young impressionable men.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
The other thing
did that it, they done it, liked it, loved it.
The other thing they did was they said it had a bigger aperture at the top of the bottle. That was one of the things they sold it on because, right, men with your big gobs, you know. And the idea was like it was like a skateboarder would
chug.
Yeah, it was like sort of half skateboarding, half parkouring around the top of a building, and then would basically unlatch his jaw and then just pour the whole thing from a height of about a foot and a half above his head.
It's why he was wearing that bandana, wasn't it? It was so he could put his jaw back like Scrooge,
mop it all off his vest and then tie his face back together like Vincent Van Gogh.
A weapon just smash his jaw into the side of a building and back
did
on.
It run it right
and then Darren Brown shows up and convinces him to throw himself off the building.
Dislocated his jaw halfway through.
Sword from our church translates. Yeah.
Were you ever Pep? Because Pepsi had Michael Jackson going for it, didn't it, for a while? And that's why I was kind of
as a big Wacko Jackson fan.
I fancied myself as a Pepsi. I thought that gives you your kind of difference, but. It's not. It's just not good enough, is it? It's not a good enough drink.
I was my three key drinks. I think my three key soft drinks were when McDonald's used to do root beer. Loved it. Absolutely loved the root beer from McDonald's. Which
I don't think that got to the Midlands.
Everybody hated it. It was certainly in the South, but everybody hated it. Everyone thought it was disgusting and tasted medicinal. I loved it. I was obsessed with the McDonald's root beer. Always have a root beer.
It's effectively dandelion and burdock, isn't it?
It's basically that. Yeah. It's like that. And then I was also, by the way, if you want a bad horse, just check out what Crosby's backing. Tab Clear was my other one.
I was like Tab Clear. I found my drink.
I love Tab Clear. I was obsessed with Tab Clear. That got discontinued. I'd love them to bring it back.
Well, that's it as well. I'd love to taste it again because I genuinely remember liking it.
It was amazing.
And being gutted when it stopped. And then more recently, everyone going, it was like the most foul drink.
That's what everyone says, but I remember it being amazing. And same with the root beer. And then...
Can we try and get sponsored by Time Clear?
The campaign starts here. The things that we want to come back.
Think Hypnopod. Think you're listening to Hypnopod with Tab Clear.
Live Pod and Hypnopod sponsored by Tab Clear.
Live Pod and Hypnopod with Tab Clear.
No, I'm 100% on board with that. Yeah. It's our best idea.
Tab Clear might be the right drink for the Hypnopod because it was. The whole thing about it was, this is going to blow your mind, it's cola, but it's clear,
yes,
right?
That was it. It tastes like cola. It doesn't really.
I was going to say, they were already trying to tell you this tastes like cola, but I think they had to tell you that it tasted like cola. But the weird thing about it is that, obviously,
cola exists.
I don't want to spoil anyone's kind of like, but like, the colour of cola is artificial, right?
Yeah, I would say everything about cola is artificial. Yeah.
But you're is the colour added afterwards?
I don't know, actually. I mean,
but isn't Coca-Cola like a byproduct creation anyway, isn't it? Wasn't it like a kind of like the runoff from some sort of industrial process that they went, oh, actually, this is all right. This, if we stick a bit of sugar and cocaine into it,
it's not poisonous. Yeah. So.
If we carbonated it, we could sell this. But
and I'll tell you what, let's make it brown.
I mean, that is the thing about it. Coca-Cola. I mean, Coca-Cola and Tab Clear, like drinks like Dandelion and Burdock. Even though I don't know what a dandelion is supposed to taste like, and I'm not entirely sure what burdock is, at least you sort of go, well, it's stuff from the forest that's been made into a drink.
Yeah, that's really
Coca-Cola is nothing, yeah. Right? Coca-Cola is Coca-Cola. Yeah. Tab Clear, they're selling you on the fact you can see through it. You know, not even not the flavour.
Yeah, exactly. You can see through it. And like, also, it's like, it tastes like an existing drink. You know, that one that you really like. You could just carry on drinking that. But yeah, it's another version.
But also, if you're holding your pint glass up over your eyes and your friends are there, you'll be able to see them if you're drinking Tab Clear, won't you? If they wave to you.
Tab Clear felt like it was a novelty. It's like it hadn't seen water or lemonade.
It's like first clear liquid.
Here's the thing. You can see straight through it. It's like, yeah, so that's true of the original drink.
It wasn't true of the marketing campaign and me. I couldn't see straight through it. I drank it by the gallon. I was obsessed with Tab Clear. And
yeah,
then,
I know. I'm remembering a radio advert.
Was the third one.
Yeah.
I'm remembering so Dr. Pepper's got a touch of the dandelion and burdock.
It really does. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Burdock exists a bit like the three kings' gifts to Jesus. Like, if there was a fourth king and he gave burdock, that would fit right in, wouldn't it? It's like a thing that everyone knows.
You know the name of it.
No one really knows what it is.
Go and find me
gold
some burdock.
Frankincense. It's like gold, frankincense, like, myrrh, and burdock.
It's like when they do the apprentice challenge and they've got burdock on the. You know that thing where they dump him in Belgium and they're not allowed to use a phone and they're like, go and find me a long yard of stair or whatever. You know, like and they're like, oh, is it a bit of cloth or is it a bit of wood or whatever? And like burdock feels like one of those things on that list. You know. Where you go like, oh, I think I've heard of it, but I couldn't, you know. It's certainly not. It doesn't crop up in other foods, you know.
Is there any is there actual dandelion in dandelion and burdock?
I mean, you'd think so. Certainly, originally, it would have to have had dandelion in it, wouldn't it? It can't
that's
be dandelion and burdock
flavoured
drink.
That's what gets everyone
drink.
Excited about it. Everyone's like, oh my God, some dandelion. Yes, please.
So you mean I don't have to just go out onto the grass and eat them myself? I can have it in this drink form.
Ooh,
amazing.
Yes, please.
Utterly bizarre. Tab Clear's radio thing was, do you remember it was playing a song backwards? And so you could hear, by Tab Clear. Do you remember that advert?
Oh yeah, creep me out. Still bought Tab Clear.
Did the rounds on Longwave Radio Atlantic 252, I think.
Yes.
I seem to remember it.
What did you have to do when they called you? By the way, what are they? I'm going to go so niche here. What did you have to do when they called you up?
I'm listening to Longwave Radio Atlantic
252. Love it.
Longwave Radio Atlantic 252. So Longwave Radio Atlantic 252.
Yeah.
All the DJs were British pretending to be American. Is that correct?
Oh, that's really? A good question. They were they all had the mid-Atlantic twang, like...
I think they were all told to put on an accent.
Like,
I think...
That can't be the case, can it? Can it?
Wow.
So it was like a sort of... It was like a bogus radio station.
Yeah, so it was broadcast from Ireland, right?
I'm Googling
and
it
I've
now,
got a aren't? Feeling... I've got a feeling all the DJs... pretended to be American.
Right.
Or, I mean, like, it'd be mad if they were, because it was Irish.
Unfamiliar with Irish accents.
Yeah, well, that's why I'm just suddenly doubting myself, but I swear everyone had an American accent on Longwave Radio.
Yeah, I don't remember it that much. I remember always wanting it on, because I thought it was the cool radio station, but I also remember my parents kind of resisting that a lot.
It had the same sort of, like, Radio Luxembourg kind of pirate radio. It felt like it was...
You're listening to Longwave Radio, Atlantic 252.
I mean,
Longwave Radio.
it's got quite a. Oh, here we go. Notable DJs. Many of the original presenters' lineup came from Laser 558. Okay, well, that sounds like a planet.
Oh, yeah.
And BBC Radio 1. The Irish presenters came from Dublin, Dublin Super Pirates, like Sunshine 101 and Super Q. It doesn't. Oh, they.
So is
they,
it just all the jingles?
They came up with funny names. That was the idea. They weren't using their real names. So potentially, if they're not using their real names, if Peter Poulton was actually going on air as Bam Bam, then maybe he was. Yeah, he was using an American accent as well.
And I guess if they are using a load of American people for the jingles, that's probably their aesthetic, isn't it?
Yeah, I just remember it being feeling exceptionally cool.
Yeah.
Do you think we're kind of like the equivalent of that now to like the young pod listeners?
I would say so. Well, maybe not this podcast itself, but live podded Hypnopod sponsored by Tab Clear. If that's not going to get the teenagers on board, I don't know what will.
When the beat drops, you're going to imagine you're a dog humping your producer on live podded Hypnopod by Tab Clear.
Tab Clear.
P.S. The Lord is good.
House meeting.
What would you say to Roman Keith?
House meeting.
Probably nothing at all.
Well, there you go. Another house meeting completed.
Mm. And what?
Anyone keeping minutes?
I mean,
it was more like hours.
It was. We did. We went through a lot of topics. You know, we went through food. We went through religion. We touched on masturbation. We touched on aspiration. It was, you know, like it was hypnotism. It's, I mean, there was so much in there, and a wonderful and unexpected trip down soft drink memory lane.
Absolutely,
our irregular feature of who can remember what soft drinks you used to love when you were a kid.
I'm dying for a Tab Clear.
Do you know what my great regrets of the past are? That I never going to drink another can of Tab Clear. They just don't exist anymore, and that I never got to try Quaaludes because the Wolf of Wall Street made it seem like a wild ride. But but yeah, that's, you know, that would be my, if anyone, my birthday's in February. If anyone wants to make me some, if any scientists are out there that can conjure up either of those things chemically.
Or both
together. What a birthday that would be. A Quaaludes and Tab Clear party. It's a real 80s theme.
Get the Tab Clear
out of the safe. I'm on my exercise bike.
Oh, my God. Thanks very much for listening, everybody.
As always,
thank you for listening. And do, of course, join the Patreon. Bonus episodes of the Bonus Beefs and the Flatshare Pop Rounds and the Flatshare Neighborhood Watches and the
Love Sex Shagdown.
The Love Sex Shagdowns.
Ooh, baby.
And the over 150 episodes of Flatshare Lockdown are sort of the thing we started, the sort of thing that started it all, really, for the Patreon.
And by the way, we should, just before we finish, say that some of you may have picked up on it, but we've been hypnotizing you since the start of this podcast.
Yeah.
And we're going to finish by saying one word. Pepsi.
Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, listener dears. Better go and clean yourselves up. Today's episode was produced. All right.
Oh, here
today's,
we go.
Today's episode was produced, as ever, by Ever Caution.
Caution Team.
Caution team. Cheers, everyone.
Bye. Pepsi.
Pepsi.
Hoo-wee, here we go, everybody. Down on the farm, we got a Patreon Neighborhood Watch. A roll call.
It's a roll call.
It's a roll call. Let me tell you now. I've seen him far. I've seen him near. Let me tell you, I want to welcome Ireland's Ear.
Oh, good he there, Ireland's Ears. Nice to have you on the pod.
Ireland's
Ears. Welcome
here
to the Patreon.
Welcome to the Patreon.
Well, I got a bit of trouble with this guy. He set me on fires.
No way. All on fires?
My boots are on fires.
Well,
what the hell are you doing there, Nathan Myers?
What the hell are you up to? You ornery critter. Let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes he can be nasty. Nope, it doesn't rhyme at all. All right, here we go. I thought if I said nasty with a lisp, but no, it doesn't rhyme
Shuri
with
Bob.
Jamie McCarthy. So here we go. I'm going to go.
Okay, let's hear it now.
I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it another way. You know, I took this guy around my bathroom. He loved my showery. He loved my sinky. He even loved my bathy. That's right. It was Jamie McCarthy.
Oh, boy. What the hell was that?
What the hell was that, boy?
Well, let me tell you now.
Let me tell you. Let me hear you.
Oh, I'm not sure I could.
I'm glad I don't have this one. Let me tell you now.
Yep.
Oh boy. Here we go. In your own time, my boy.
Look at these boys. Look at this boy's aperture.
I'm looking. His aperture.
Oh yeah. Of course. It's Will Carr Kinetic Sculpture.
Will Carr Kinetic Sculpture. You know what? If you're looking for kinetic sculpture, then Will is your car. Let me tell you now.
Will, help us out a bit.
I guess you could have gone with Carr.
He's put
the company name in because he wants to get a shout out on the podcast, and
that's
you know
fair
what?
Enough. I love kinetic sculptures.
Oh,
I don't know what
baby.
The hell, but I love them. Oh baby,
I tell you, when I see a kinetic sculpture, I get a really funny feeling. It's the kind of feeling I get from Orla Whelan.
Oh boy. Well, boy, that one really makes you think. Who else makes you think? Mark Goldspink.
Oh, Mark Goldspink. You know, I saw Mark Goldspink the other day. Let me tell you now, his balls, they're starting to sag.
Oh, they're starting to sag.
I said, you want to get yourself to the number one cosmetic surgeon specializing in balls, Rob Wag.
There, he really sought them balls out. Mine used to look like a seal. He reeled them in.
I used to think you were wearing those MC Hammer trousers when I'd see you, and you'd say, no, I just haven't put trousers on yet. Get yourself to Rob Wag.
Is that a sale? Where's them balls, Ben? My friend Adrian M used to say to me.
Them balls.
They were dry too. That was the same.
Let me tell you now, everybody. We've had a really wonderful time, and it's been great to see y'all. It's really time to go. I gotta go and spend a little bit of time in my back garden. And you know I'm gonna spend it with my dear friend Remy Jardin.
That's nice roll call. I enjoyed that very much.
And let me tell you now, that concludes the neighborhood which will go. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.